Well, good morning. That's right. Take a stretch. Walk down to the kitchen. Pour yourself that first cup of joe. Now wait for it. Wait for it.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio. Got a problem around your house? Well, Lou is here till 8 this morning taking your calls. Right here on 77 WABC.
We're going to start you up this morning. Good morning, Lou Manfredini here with you, House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. We got that song going for Izzy, who's going to be answering your calls this morning. We're going to start him up, keep him going this morning. He's been working all night long. All you have to do is give us a call at 800-848-WABC. If it sounds like we're in a giant convention hall, it's because we are. We're in Chicago, Illinois at the Ace Hardware Convention. And really at this time of the morning at a convention center, because there's a time difference here in Chicago from New York, it's just the people setting up. Lindsay's joining me this morning as well. How are you?
Oh, good morning.
We're all set up on our little table in front of everybody.
And extra early here in Chicago.
Yes, right. Extra early this morning. But that's okay. We're here to help you with anything that you may need this morning, whether it's, fixing your lawn, fixing your roof, thinking about a new driveway, you name it, we can help you this morning. Our new to Lou 2 this morning is going to be a product called the Mega Tiny. It's kind of those two right there. The Mega Tiny is, it's a phone case, right? There's like a million cases you can buy for your phone.
But this one is special.
This one is special. And do you have it on your phone right there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, I get it. Well, now it bothers me that it's not.
That was my fault.
Yeah. So, anyway, listen to that. That's coming up this morning at 7:20. And then you have probably heard me talk on this show about a product that has been around a long time. It's an old brand, but they really do make probably some of the best cleaners and waxes and coatings around. It's a company called Lundmark. We're going to be joined by the president of the company, Lundmark, who's actually here at the convention. So he's either going to be joining us live, somebody we're talking September. You're probably going to go all through the winter before you do any sealing. And what you're looking for is, you know, in an asphalt driveway, it will be, this deep black color. And once the asphalt starts to gray, it looks a little more gray, that's when you can go ahead and seal it. And then you just want some of those oils to cure a little bit before you put the sealer over the top. And I think that you'll, have a really nice finish. And the other thing I'll tell you is that you're at the mercy, obviously, of the person that installs it. That's the most important thing. The products that you use are key, but the people installing it are very important. So you want to make sure that you're getting as many third-party endorsements as possible to make sure that the contractor that you're hiring comes very well regarded and will do a really nice job for you. All right? Thanks so much, Virginia, for that email. 800-848-WABC is our phone number. 800-848-9222 is our number. Lindsay's got another email we can answer.
I do. This is from Jeannie. She says, I was wondering about pruning evergreens. I watched your show today, and the landscaper said to cut the crown off an evergreen, which never grows back. Is this the right way to do it?
Well, I remember that episode. We were actually in Jersey when we did that one, and what he was talking about is when you cut the crown off of an evergreen, I think those were arborvitaes we were looking at. The concept there is by doing that, it'll force the evergreen to grow wider. And so if you're looking for some type of screening from the material that you're planting, that's where the advantage comes in. And you're right, that actual top crown won't come back exactly as it is, but the shaping of it will kind of naturally occur and come up there. The nice thing about an evergreen, you can kind of trim it whenever you want because they are evergreen. But I would probably do it, get through the summer months and get into early fall and cut it so that it has a chance to repair the wound from the cutting. Use very sharp tools. Make sure that you, if you want, you can use a little tar that goes over the top of that, depending on the size of the evergreen itself. It's not really necessary. Evergreens are just super durable, and that kind of trimming you can do now, and you know, maybe wait till, like I mentioned, the end of summer, maybe tail end of September would be a good time to do that. And please, when you're doing any kind of trimming of any kind of bushes, you want to make sure that you step back a little bit, because a lot of times people go to town, oh yeah, I'm going to trim, and then you end up with the Charlie Brown Christmas tree. So make sure that you do a little trimming, you step back, take a look at the shapes, then go and do your fine tuning, and that should work out pretty well. 800-848-9222 is our phone number. 800-848-WABC. Lou Manfredini here with you, House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Let's go to Wayne, New Jersey, where Susan is calling in. Susan, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm terrific. How can I help you today?
Okay. Well, I have water coming in through, it appears like it's in the from the window, but it's not, because I just had new windows put in, and they applied a cap bead of caulk to the sill where the glass meets the frame. And they thought, well, maybe that would be the solution. But last night it rained, and I got a ton of water in my living room. And it's not the windows, because I have the windows replaced. There are no cracks in the windows. They told us that it's probably coming in through the building envelope, which I don't even know what that means. But
right.
That doesn't sound good. I don't know.
Okay, let me ask you this. Susan, are you in a condo? Or are you in a co-op?
Yes.
Are you in a single
yes.
family? What is it?
It's a townhouse.
Townhouse.
Yep.
So it's your own townhouse. How many? Is it one level, two levels?
No, it's actually three levels.
And your, but another is, are all three levels yours, or you got people living above you?
No, all three levels are ours. Yeah.
Okay. You had all the windows replaced in the entire townhome.
No, just in this particular window area that I'm talking about.
Oh, so in your entire town, you only
That's the only place where the water's coming through, just in this area. It's a cathedral ceiling,
right.
And the windows go all the way up to the top, but it's only coming in this particular area.
Okay, and they did not come in before you replaced the windows?
No, it did.
It did?
Yeah, it
okay.
did. That's why they said it's not the windows. They said
okay.
that they think it's the building.
So with the cathedral ceiling, then, you have windows that kind of go up into the gable a little bit, like
yes.
to follow
yes.
that look?
But it's not coming in through the top. It's only coming in through, like, the mid-level. That's what's so confusing, because
right.
it's only coming through the mid-level, and they replaced the cap bead. They applied a cap bead of caulk to the sill.
Right.
So the glass meets the frame. And then, so they said it could be coming through the building envelope.
Okay, well, the building envelope, based on that meaning, that means the exterior of your building.
Okay.
And is that exterior of your building, is it brick? Is it siding? What is it?
It is siding.
It's siding. And
yeah.
when they replaced these windows, are they replacement windows, or did they take the whole thing out when they put the new windows in?
Replacement windows.
So they left the old frames and jambs of the windows and put
these yeah,
new windows
uh-huh.
in.
Okay. Yep.
So it's possible that that connection point where that old trim connects to the jamb of the windows in that gable area have some sort of breach or need to be reflashed.
Okay.
And so, you know, you probably need a siding contractor that has to take the siding off on
okay.
that gable, reflash the old frames of the windows to keep the rain from coming in. And to your point where you said, well, it's only coming in the middle, it could easily be coming from the top, and you're just seeing the water coming in the middle. You know what I mean? Because it can travel. The water can travel from where the leak is.
Yeah.
Gable ends of homes can be problematic, and if you did replacement windows and those existing frames are there, that is possible. Now, the window installer, do they also do siding?
No, they just do windows, yeah.
Okay. So I want you to go to this website, NARI.
Okay.
That's NARI, NARI.org, NARI.org.
Okay.
That is the National Association of the Remodeling Industry.
Okay.
And you're going to plug in your zip code there in Wayne, New Jersey, and you're going to look for siding contractors that
okay.
are part of that organization. It's a really good professional organization.
Okay.
And that you can get a couple of bids from people to come out and say, look, I need this reflashed around these windows. I've got water coming in, blah, 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 blah. And they should be able to solve that problem for you. All right, Susan, I really appreciate the phone call. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, on 77 WABC. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC. We'll be right back.
I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't.
Whatever's making you scratch your head this weekend, Lou is here to help.
We've got a problem with black mold.
Got a beep in my living room.
My furnace.
It's humming.
Just give him a call. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. 800-848-WABC is our phone number. That's the number that Steve called in Rockland County. Steve, you're on 77 WABC.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Good, you?
I'm great. How can I help you?
All right. Question is, I'm getting water in my basement around the foundation inside.
Okay.
And I cemented it, quite a few years ago, but wherever the cement ended, I feathered it down, right? And I still get water coming up out of there.
Okay, wait. So when you say you cemented it, you cemented what? The walls, where the wall meets the floor?
That's right. Where the wall meets the floor, there was no gap, nothing. So I figured, well, maybe the cement was poor, so I put another layer over it.
Okay.
And I still get water. Now it's coming in. I put a sluice way in under my porch, so if any water collected, it would just go right out.
Yeah.
I still get water.
And when we talk about water, how much water are we getting?
Well, it's less than an inch.
But across the whole floor?
Yes. Mainly in the laundry room. But right. I see it spreading now towards, like, the going in towards the basement area.
And Steve,
yeah.
It happens every time it rains. Tell me about the basement.
No, not every time.
Not every time. Is the basement all...
Like we got now, you know, you get a solid rain, but it's heavy rain.
Yeah.
I'll have water down there.
Okay. And is the basement finished, unfinished? What's the story?
It's finished.
Okay. Okay. Couple things.
Yeah.
One is you may need to consider doing interior drain tile in that basement.
That's what I was thinking.
That's number one.
I put under drain in,
right.
You know.
But inside how old is your home?
Oh, it's old.
Yeah. So you don't have a sump pump. You don't have anything like that.
No.
Okay.
No.
Someday,
I have a drain. Yeah, I have a drain in the laundry room.
Right. But that goes into the city sewer. So we're talking about the groundwater that were problematic. So a couple things you can try before you go and get somebody to do the drain tile. One is downspouts. Are they pulled away from the house?
Yep.
Three feet at least. You
yep.
don't have any water pooling next to the side of the house anywhere?
No, none.
Okay, all right. So you got a groundwater issue, and I think that, you know, for probably, you know, on average, about $5,000, it's not cheap, they will come in, they'll remove about 2 feet, 18 inches, 2 feet of the concrete floor from the wall in. They're going to put interior perimeter drain tile around there, they're going to tie it into a sump pump, and they're going to collect all that water and keep it from getting into your basement. Here's the problem. When you go to sell that house someday, Steve, which, you know, what's the plan? You're going to be there another, hopefully, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years?
Three.
You got to disclose the fact that you have water in the basement. And
That's correct.
I guarantee you that whatever deal you're going to try, you know, look, there's not a lot of inventory for selling houses, but anybody comes in there and you say, oh, yeah, we get water in the basement, they're going to be like, well, you know, you want X amount of dollars for your house. I'm going to give you X amount of dollars less because I got to do the drain tile. Now, you can either pay now or you can pay later, but then you get the peace of mind of not worrying about even more damage if a huge, heavy rainstorm comes. So go ahead.
Did you ever, I bought this stuff called Dry-Lock. Did you ever hear of that?
Well, Dry-Lock's a paint, and Dry-Lock, it does a nice job of keeping moisture out, but not water.
It's not,
they won't hold up for the pressure of the water. So here's what I would do. I would call a few contractors. We had a sponsor on the show when we first started, a company called Quality First Basements. And they work all around the tri-state area. They can come out and see you. And if you give them a call, at least get an estimate from them and see what it's going to be. Because I think that you'll be better served by getting that fixed once and for all. I appreciate the phone call, Steve. All right, let's do our Noodaloo 2 real quick. This is something that Lindsay is holding in her hand. And most people who are listening have one of these as well. And you can use this with the thing that you have. Take a listen.
It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try.
Want to FaceTime at eye level? Or mount your phone on the dashboard to use GPS? Our new Noodaloo this week, the Mega Tiny, is a case that helps you do it hands-free. Thousands of tiny suckers, so small you can't even see them, turn your phone case into a phone mount that sticks to smooth, flat surfaces. The Mega Tiny phone case has nano suction technology, and even though it sticks, it isn't sticky. It looks like your regular old protective phone case, but press it against a clean surface like glass, tile, a whiteboard, any smooth surface, and like magic, it defies gravity. Get it? Because I didn't believe it, I started off with a pillow underneath my phone because I would have been if my phone fell and cracked. I pressed it against the mirror, kind of crossing a T on the screen with my finger and gave it a little wiggle to make sure the grip was good, and it didn't disappoint. Now, the cleaner the phone case and surface are, the better the suction. If you do need to clean it, you just wipe the case down with some soapy water. The Mega Tiny also comes with a protective sheet that fits right to the suction part. I don't think you have to use it, but it'll keep your Mega Tiny clean and lint-free. The Mega Tiny is typically $39.99, but it's currently on sale for $19.99. Find out more at MegaTinyCorp.com, or you can check out Lou's Facebook page, and we will post a little video and the link from hands-free selfies to shake-free videos. There are tons of ways to use this gravity-defying case. That's this week's New to Lose 2.
Well, that's Wicked. That's not Frozen, right? That was Wicked. Right.
So before you make fun of me, which you were just going to do.
I love Wicked, and I was going to go the whole Frozen thing because your daughters are obsessed with Frozen.
Yeah,
right.
They really are.
Okay. So this thing.
Let it go. Lou.
Very nice.
Move on.
It's a phone case, which there's a million phone cases. And this is what I didn't. It's not really super sticky.
No, that's the thing. It's not sticky, but it sticks.
It's a thin little case in general. And you can stick it on the wall for all of you people that spend way too much time on your devices and you want
to
watch CNN while you're brushing your teeth. You can literally stick it on your mirror, like one of those fancy hotels that have the video thing in the mirror.
Or I was thinking, like, whenever I'm on a plane, I don't have a phone that has a little, you know, kickstand on the back.
Right.
So I could easily just. And so I'm constantly, if I'm watching something on the plane on my phone, it's like this awkward.
How about you read a book? How about you read a book?
Okay.
Huh? How about you back off of the devices a little bit?
Let it go.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a neat idea. And I think that one of the things that I liked the best was they sent me, you can get a bottle opener on the back of it.
I know. So you can, so there's like a little, like protective sheet that you can put over the sticky part so that if it's in your purse or your back pocket, you
with
don't get
different
it all.
Colors.
Right, and there's different colors. Or you can get like an extra one that has either a bottle cap opener or a
place to put your credit cards.
Credit cards or a mirror.
Right. Oh, a mirror,
so
too.
So you can get the food out of your teeth, by the way.
It's. But do I have food in my teeth now? All right.
Payback.
Neat idea. It's called a Mega Tiny Anti-Gravity Megaverse Phone Case. Wow, that's a mouthful right there.
I just call it the Mega Tiny.
It's hard to put that on a T-shirt, but I think that would work really well. It doubles as a phone mount, and it uses nano. The nice thing about the nano technology is that you can wipe that off.
Right, just a little soap and water.
So if it gets a little soap and water, and then it just keeps coming back, which is
great.
And
it's on sale for $20.
Even better. All right, you're listening to House Smarts Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk to Bill Brennan, who is the president of a company called Lundmark, on House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. We'll be right back.
Hi, we're the Sons Manfredini, Max
and Quinn.
Now back to the big guy, our dad, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back, Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. Thank you, boys. Nice to hear your voices this morning. Let's talk to Virginia, who's in Brooklyn. Virginia, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hi. This is a follow-up to a phone call regarding removal of an above-ground pool. It's a 12 by 24 area that I'm going to have to fill something in.
And Virginia, didn't you get my letter? You didn't get my letter to say don't ever call again? I'm kidding.
So anyway, I also want to look at it from a different point of view. What kind of ground cover would work in a totally shaded area that does not need mowing, because we don't want to be mowing a lawn, but I was thinking maybe some ground cover would be appropriate for this 12 by 24 area.
How big of an area are we talking?
Well, the pool was 12 by 24, so okay. 12 feet by 24 feet. So that's the area that I need to put something in. Otherwise, I'm just going to have a big mud puddle there.
Right, right. But then what is the surrounding area around all that? I mean, do you have grass that's
there's fences on the opposite sides, and then there's in the back of the yard, there's a pine tree and another small tree. So so the width would be more like 30 wide. But, I mean, I thought I'd leave a little border for maybe some type of bush or something on each side. But the area that really needs coverage is 12 by 24.
Okay. Well, there's a whole bunch of different kinds of shaded areas you can ground covers you can use. Okay, so you know, if you wanted something with flower, I'm trying to think of there's one called Periwinkle, which works really nice in shaded areas.
Uh-huh.
There's another one called Creeping Juniper. That one sort of starts to spread out a little bit, which is really nice. The key with any kind of ground cover is, Virginia, is that you want to make sure that your you want to prep that soil really well, and you got to give it time. You know, it isn't going to be, you're going to plant quite a bit of it, and then it's going to grow in, and it'll get nice and fluffy, and, you know, you can do other things with it, but there's a bunch of them. I'm trying to think of another one. There's wild violets, I know for sure.
Wild.
That will work. Wild violets. The best thing to do is go to your local garden center, because
right.
It's all about areas and soil. Make sure you put some nice topsoil in there and mix in some compost with it as well to really start it out.
Right.
And then plant that ground cover and go.
Right. Now, the ground covers you mentioned, they wouldn't require mowing, right?
No. The only thing they would require is, you know, like that, I know that creeping juniper can really go to, once it gets established, you're going to be cutting it back.
Yeah, cutting back. Yeah, I could understand that. And what would be the best tool for cutting it back with?
Oh, you mean like hedge shears and
something,
you know,
like that? Okay.
Yeah, I mean you're just, you know, you can shape it with small hand shears as well.
Right.
But that would work really well. And then if you wanted to put some grass around it, it's very nice. I mean, there's a myriad of stuff. And actually, with the ground cover, you can mix and match, too. You could do something, and then in a large area like that, you could do something with flowering in the center, let's say, and then the perimeter, it's something that just stays green all the time, and it can look really nice.
My last question on that is, besides the fact that we want something with no mowing because we're kind of past that stage, is it something that you could walk on once it's established?
I mean, you can't dance on it, but yes, you
can. Yeah, it would be pretty hardy as far as...
Yeah,
I'm thinking of when the grandchildren visit.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Virginia. Helpful. I appreciate you calling this morning. 800-848-WABC is our phone number. All right. We got microphones plugged in here. Joining me at the, let's see, Bill. Let me get you going here. Hello, Bill. No? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear me, but how come I can't hear you? Keep talking, Bill.
Okay, I'll
there
just
you go.
Keep talking. You can hear
wow,
me now?
Wow, he's got a really good voice. Bill Brennan is the president of a company called Lundmark, and we're here at the Ace Hardware Convention in Chicago, Illinois, and you guys are a Chicagoland-based company.
We are a family-owned company give here me, in Addison, Illinois.
Give me a little history about the company.
Lundmark's been family-owned for going on 60 years now. We are a manufacturing company of high-quality cleaning and flooring products. We fill, we distribute, we do everything from Addison, Illinois here.
You and I know each other. We've talked over the years about your company and the products that you sell. It started as an industrial company, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you guys were in the kind of the institution and industrial chemical business.
Yeah, the roots of the company and the backbone of the company were really made commercial brand products that were used in institutions like hospitals and office buildings, and that's really the backbone of where we were. And over the years, we've brought that commercial grade product to the retailer so that they can feel comfortable knowing they're bringing a commercial grade product to their home and using it there for having those kind of benefits.
Walking around the convention center, I get to see a lot of different companies that are here as well. I got over to your booth as well, and you've grown exponentially from those industrial roots, in particular with a lot of products that I think the average consumer may not know about it. You're not an S.C. Johnson by any stretch of the imagination where, you got Mop and Glow and things like that. But what you and I have talked about over the years is the quality of your products. I mean, there's a lot of brand name products out there that people know that are the vast majority of those bottles are filled with water. and the cleaning agents and things that go in it aren't in there. But it's something that you guys have prided yourself with over the years to make sure that you're really putting out good stuff.
Right. And if you look at our trademark, Lundmark, and our trademark is the hallmark of quality. And that starts with quality ingredients. The quality ingredients go into our product. That product is a high-quality product that is put on a shelf, and it is our faithful customer base that can take that product, bring it into their home and use it in all different aspects from, stone flooring, marble, countertop care, hardwood floor care, carpet care, along with some other great niche products that we've responded to in the marketplace.
One of the things that you really are kind of the only game in town is, a lot of people have marble. And marble is a beautiful stone, but it's really can be difficult to take care of. It can be a huge problem.
Yep.
Over the years, you developed a system that that allows people to kind of restore the marble, right?
Correct.
Kind of a three-step system.
Yeah. What I like to say is if you inherited a marble floor, we are able to remove whatever's on it, bring it to its original state, clean it, protect it, and then we can maintain it for you. If you installed it, you don't need that first step of removing anything on it. We can clean it for you, we can protect it, and we can maintain it for you for its lifetime.
There are people listening, our audience here in New York listening, where do they find your line of products?
So most all of our products can be found at any Ace Hardware store or any other local hardware store you have in your neighborhood. You can find most all of our products on
the shelves.
Going
to find stuff in big boxes as well,
No, we have not. We've been very faithful to the hardware channel in general. We have not made that leap to go to any big box store. So it is a unique brand to be found in a unique channel of the hardware stores.
Real quick, too, because one of the things, you are a firefighter.
I
have been for 20 years and run this company.
I am.
But you also have a line of products that have to do with the firefighting industry, right? Talk a little bit about that before I let you go.
Thanks, Lou. I've been a fireman for 20 years in the north of the city of Chicago here. Looked at what we did day in and day out from our living quarters to where we take care of all of our rigs and also even our administrative side, looked at what we used and cleaned. And so I made a specific brand called Fast Attack that is geared really towards the fire service, really good and industrial strength products, again, that that meet the demands for what we need in the fire service. One of the key ones that we have is our bunker gear wash. We have wipes that we can take on the scene with us and wipe ourselves off and come back. We can wash our gear and be deconned from all those carcinogens that end up getting in our gear, and are finding that we absorb that, and the faster we can get that off of the gear and get clean gear on us day in and day out when we're working, the less we have the opportunity to have that stuff, any sort of carcinogens, absorb into
right.
our body.
And live a nice long life.
You betcha, because
that's
what it's all about, especially when you're done.
Yeah, Bill Brennan is the president of Lundmark. They make a fine collection of products to maintain and beautify your home. What's the website, Bill?
Website is www.lundmarkwax.com, and we also have the www.fastattack.net, which is for the Fast Attack product line, and you can always give us a call in the office at 630-628-1199. No voicemail during business hours. You're always going to get somebody to answer the phone.
That's
and get
awesome.
Your questions answered.
Thanks so much, Bill, for joining us this morning. Have a good rest
enough,
of your day.
Lou.
Thanks
Thank
for getting
you very
up.
Much. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini here on House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC. We'll get back to your phone calls right after these messages.
You know the age-old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
We have old windows, so the cracks grow.
But if it is broke, you can always call Lou.
I'm a storm boy with a screen rip. Could that be replaced?
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
That's me. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines real quick, talk to John, who's in Westchester. John, you're on 77 WABC. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Lou, I have an asphalt driveway, and it's old, and there's like little dips in it, like where the wheels of the tires over the years, you know, sat. And I was thinking of using gravel, making it a gravel driveway. Do I have to remove the asphalt, or would you recommend just going right over the asphalt with the gravel?
You really want a gravel driveway?
Well,
you're going to be bringing the gravel into the house every time you walk in. There's going to be gravel all over your front yard. You're going to have to curb it at some point to kind of get some sort of compacted gravel there. It would not be my first choice.
Okay.
I mean, if the asphalt driveway is in pretty decent shape, other than those depressions where you see the wheels,
right?
You could get an asphalt contractor to come in and literally cut out just those ruts and then put new asphalt in over the top of that, compact the stone down there, and level it all off and roll the whole thing out. You'll see separation of where the new is versus the old, but you'll have a nice flat surface to drive your car on, and it'll look a lot nicer. And then when you go ahead and recoat it, it'll all blend in. John, thanks so much for the phone call. I want to try and get as many folks as I can. In Queens, we've got Margaret who called in. Margaret, you're on 77 WABC. Good morning.
Good morning. I've been trying to get you for a month, but I have you now.
All right.
Okay. I live in Middle Village, Queens, in a detached home with slate roof, and I have the house is about 100 years old.
Okay.
So the walls are plaster, and up in the attic, I have no insulation. So in the summer, it's stifling, and in the winter, the walls are so cold, especially because you could actually have an apartment up there.
Wow.
So I'm trying to, I've been, you know, kind of in my mind saying, okay, I'm retired. I would like to use the whole house before I can't walk. So I don't know who to get, like, because it's plaster, and when you try to even put a picture, it starts to fall apart. And inside is that lath and cement, the way they used to pour the cement with pieces of, like, I guess it's like 1.5-inch wood.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. So what is the best way if I wanted a smooth wall? Because the walls aren't that great up there, and to insulate at the same time.
Okay, so we're talking about the attic space itself, and it has a floor that you can walk up in there.
Yes, it has the stairs and
yep.
There's wooden, you know, floors there. It's finished, but it's not, the walls aren't attractive. Let's put it that way. And it's about 800 square foot area, not
right.
bigger.
Right. Okay. The thing is, if the floors are already finished, mm-hmm. one of the things, and you have heated space below, and you know, you want some of that warm air from the living space there to kind of come up into the attic, if that's what you want to do to finish it.
Right.
It's the walls that we have to worry about, and if you're going to stay with the plaster that's there now, an insulation contractor can come in and either put in a foam, an expanding foam insulation.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a product called Aircrete, which is a concrete foam,
mm-hmm.
and it's really, really effective for older homes because bugs don't like it, mold and mildew don't like it. It's
mm-hmm.
not an issue with moisture whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And so that can come in, and what's nice about that foaming product is it doesn't overexpand. A lot of times when you have a situation like you're in, if the contractors aren't super careful, you can actually bow the wall. But with this concrete product called Aircrete, you can get really good R values without having to worry about damaging the walls. Look for that online. Aircrete is the name of the product. And you'll find a contractor in your area. All right, let's get one more call real quick. In Jersey City, Bob's on the line. Bob, you're on 77 WABC. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a skunk in the neighborhood, and it's spraying on my neighbor's door. And the way she's taking care of the smell is pouring bleach on it. And I don't think it's just expensive, an expensive way to get rid of the smell. I thought it might be detrimental to the cement.
Here's what I want you to do. There's a product you can buy at either Bed Bath & Beyond or at your local Ace Hardware store called Fresh Wave. And they make a spray that you can apply to that area. And if you do treat it for a couple days, it will work really well. It's a wonderful odor neutralizer, so give that a shot. Thanks so much for calling, everybody. We got a bunch of calls right at the end of the show. If you call me earlier, I can answer more questions. I love you people. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week with more House Smarts Radio.